let me bang.
I do let you bang.
Hey, let me bang you, Jamie, man.
Let you bang.
Let you bang.
Let you bang.
Greetings, nerds and virgins.
Go for Jesus. No, for gay Jesus, people.
And I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for your favorite mixed martial arts podcast. Recording out of Los Angeles, California, it's MMA Roasted with Adam Hunter.
What's up, people? It's me, Adam Hunter. We got a new MMA Roasted podcast. We got a good one today. I'm here with my man, Jason Mayhem Miller, the legend, the man who's lived 100 million lives.
Thousand, at least. Hey, man, bro, I'm here in my studio attempting to get the damn tech worked out. For some reason, it won't read my Rodecaster. I should have set up for this way before. So instead, I'm just doing it on my wonky phone exactly as we always do it. But with a beautiful background that we just fucking tricked out.
I love it. And I love the Mona Lisa as Hello Kitty behind you. That's freaking pretty.
Well, obviously, it's a fantastic piece of art, yes. But not for sale.
All right. So I've had a crazy week. As I was telling you guys last week, I got hired to write some. I was one of the people hired to write some of the jokes for Trump's speech, right? For last week, for the White House press correspondence dinner. So I wrote like, I don't know, 1,000 jokes. I wrote a lot of jokes. And I was really excited, and I actually read them to my wife, and she was like, I can't believe that he's going to say this. This is like, she's like, he's not going to say this. Like, some of them were like, because they told me to go hard. It was hard of the paint. Like, so I was all excited to watch it. Saturday came around. I got my wife watching it. I was in Vegas, my friends. I'm excited. And then all of a sudden, the shooting happened, right? But you couldn't, like, you didn't see. All you saw was people, like, hiding under the tables, and you just saw all that stuff. It was like kind of crazy. So then they were saying Trump is going to resume the speech, right? He's gonna go anyway. So I was texting the boss, the guy who hired me, the main speech writer, stuff that he could say while they're under the tables, because I'm like, I want him to do well. So
I'm reading my phone and Adam Hunter is sending me ad libs.
So I'm literally saying things like, you know, like going under the table, and Bill Clinton ran over because he heard there were women under the table, and Don Lemon was there. And man, so much for that mentalist.
Like, bro, do you see Lindsey Graham, bro? He's in the closet.
Worst mentalist ever, right? So then
this motherfucker can't forecast goddamn rain shower in Seattle. Shit kind of mentalist are you?
I mean, talk about not being able to read the room. So all this is going on, and
speaking of, how about the fucking lemming, the lack of personal space awareness, self-preservation that is Dana White? He's like trying to act like a tough guy when he's just sitting there with bullets whizzed past. Bless his heart. Hey, he couldn't have done no one else a favor if not the administration, just one particular ball-headed man.
So then Trump makes a speech right afterwards, right? Saying like, and I'll play it for you, because this is actually, I was laughing pretty hard. I was laughing the whole
time. I never heard it.
So Trump makes a speech right afterwards, going.
Yeah, but we're going to be doing one hopefully within the next 30 days or sooner. And I am ready, willing, and able. And I was all set to really rip it. And I said to my people, this would be the most inappropriate speech ever made if I said, so I have to save it. I don't know if I could ever.
So I am part of writing the most.
Bro, I did see that. And I did smile to myself thinking Adam Hunter is going to lose his fucking mind to all 400 people who watch this show.
Whatever.
He's going to be pumped.
What? Hey, listen, you know,
hey, yo, you know what? Hey, a surprising amount of people who watch this show holler at me. Like, I love them. Please keep hollering. We don't have the hugest fan base, but we have the most hardcore psychos.
Well, that's only on like YouTube. There's also other platforms. But listen, if I had
what the shit? I need a raise.
If I had 1,000 people that came to my show every night of the week, I'd be so happy. And like, that would be like the rest of my life.
Listen, I'd be breaking balls. I'd be breaking balls, but I'm more happy than you are to have this modicum of celebrity.
So we're here. So I was here. So Grant Dawson's here. Grant, I'm getting some feedback. Grant Dawson is here. I was saying, so I got hired by the White House to write the White House press correspondence dinner last week, like some of the jokes, which of course didn't happen because the whole thing got shot up, or you know, the guy ran in and there, you know, they you know, you obviously saw what happened. But Trump made a speech saying it was going to be the most inappropriate speech of all time. I'm actually going to get that framed. So, because I.
Oh, you better get that tattooed on your ass.
And they said, they called me afterwards. They were like, listen, because I'm still getting paid for it. I was like kind of nervous about that. But they're like, hey, listen, thank you for your service. They said, they told me thank you. And they said, listen, Trump really likes your sense of humor because are you from New York? Blah, blah. And they said a lot of my jokes were going to be in there. So that's actually kind of funny. Grant, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. Maybe the shooter wasn't going after Trump. Maybe the shooter just really didn't want to hear your jokes.
Right. Pretty much. Thank you. So to Grant Dawson, by the way, I don't know if you know him, Mayhem. He's got a record of what? 16-3? 18-3? What are you?
You get my record wrong every time. I'm 23-3.
23-3. He's 23-3. He's a madman. The kid, he was ranked number 13 until his last fight. But he was now what are you, 14 now, 15?
Nah, they kicked me out, man. They always kick me out when I lose.
All right. Well, you won four fights in a row before that. So, Jason, yeah. This guy right here, Grant, he's a monster, right? Great wrestler, like got everything going, trains an American top team. He won five.
I know who he is. Adam, won five in a row. You're disrespecting me right now.
Then, all of a sudden, his last fight, for some reason, wants to become Iron Mike Tyson in his last, just fucking throwing, like, I mean, he started throwing punches from the walkout. I mean, you just, and he's just going, you know, and of course he's fighting a striker, which is brilliant strategy on this one. And then he gets dinged and they stop the fight.
Well, it sounds like you're trying to give fans what they want. You know what I mean? Get that knockout of night bonus, right? That's probably
that was the plan. That was the plan. It's just that Torres didn't read the script. You know what I mean? He went rogue.
Well, listen, you have to translate it. Get some Duolingo and try again.
Yeah, there we go. That's where I messed up.
Did you fall in love with your power and your striking? Is that what happened?
No, I had a really bad neck injury, and so wrestling was not really on the table for me that fight. But it is what it is, man. I'm gonna bounce back. I'm still young. It is what it is.
Wait, what's the deal? What's the deal? You're a free agent. What's going on? You're signed. I didn't check it out.
No, they kicked me out of the rankings. I'm still in the UFC. I got a fight in 9 days, but they kicked me out of the rankings. But yeah.
Nah, whatever. It means nothing, bro. You could be shoot right back up there with a nice clean knockout, or you know, some type of a smashing performance.
So, Grant, you had a bad neck injury, and you couldn't wrestle the whole training camp. Did you think maybe pulling out of the fight wasn't an option?
Never heard of her.
Yeah, for sure.
Did your coaches tell you, like, hey man, maybe we should wait till your neck gets better?
Yeah, what do they know?
No, yeah, no, definitely not. They get paid off this guy. Why the fuck would they say that?
No, I mean, like, to be fair, none of them ever pulled out of fights when they were badly injured. So what are you gonna tell me to do something you guys didn't do? Screw you guys.
It's a rite of passage to just go through it. Fuck it. You're injured, whatever. Fuck it. It'll be part of the story when you win. And when you don't, 100%. Fuck.
How bad was
100%.
How bad was your neck?
I mean, I had surgery on it like 10 weeks before the fight, something like that.
What type of, you know, I don't mean to get too personal and violate the Americans with Disabilities Act, but, you know, I'd like to know, you know, specifically from a medical point of view, since I have a lot of experience with this, you know, what type of injury or what did you have to do? That's major.
So I had a herniated disc that was so bad. It was pushing on a nerve that shut down my entire arm. My arm is still a lot smaller than my other arm because it's so atrophied. And what they did was they went in and they shaved the disc down so that it's not touching the nerve anymore. is what it is, man.
That's like the most duct tape medical procedure I ever heard of. It's like, oh, you're really majorly fucked up? Ah, we'll just chop that part off. You don't need that. Fuck, that's wild, man. All right.
And well, fully recovered, to be fair, though. that is why they call it practicing medicine. You know, they're not 100% sure either. They're just like, maybe this will work.
All right. Okay. So, Grant, so you had crazy surgery. So then you go into the fight and you're like, fuck it, I'll just get him out of here. I know my striking. I like know my power. And that was kind of the plan. Well,
no, not really. Torres has never in a single fight been out of the first round. So the idea was to just stay safe until we get to the later rounds. And hopefully he gets tired and hopefully I'd be able to like get him down off of something, not like a big blast double where I'm jamming my neck against him. But you know what I mean?
Ask
Mayhem. He's gone in with, you know, no game plan and screw it. Let's just see what happens. That's kind of what I was doing.
I always had a game plan and shit didn't work out sometimes. You know what I mean? Then I would just throw caution to the wind and you know, sometimes it would fucking not come up. That's part of the business. But
exactly.
Take me through the recovery now and back to a new training camp. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so like when I had the surgery, when I fought Torres, I couldn't do a single push-up. Like I literally could not do one push-up. And my thought process was, well, you don't do push-ups in fights, so you know, who needs them, you know? Like it is what it is. But I'm back to 100%, you know. As soon as the Torres fight was over, I hit the weight room. I've gotten most of my strength back. I feel really good in this camp. It really has been a great camp. I know everybody says that every single time, but from me to you, honestly, this has been one of my better camps. I'm feeling confident. I'm feeling strong. And this is an opponent that, you know, he's on a 2-fight losing streak, but his last 4 fights have all been fight of the years. So this is an exciting guy. People know who he is. This fight's going to be super exciting. Definitely not because of me, but because of him. So. Mateusz Rembetski.
Yeah, he's from Poland, right?
Yeah.
Now,
so we better be with a name like Mateusz.
Now, Grant, you were homeschooled. Do you think maybe this logic is part of your homeschool education?
I mean, I was homeschooled up until high school, and then I got put into high school, and that's where all the retarded stuff came in. So, I mean, if anything, it was probably the failure of my high school system, you know.
To be fair,
my high school superintendent tried to talk me out of becoming an MMA fighter because I wanted to be an MMA fighter when I was in high school, and he tried to talk me out of it and told me to go to college, and I was like, nah, screw that.
Yeah.
So glad I didn't listen to him.
What kind of, bro, this guy went to the greatest high school. My high school guidance counselor was like, well, you're not going to college, so. hey, look, I'm marveling at the transition, right? I was just getting excited. He's talking about his upcoming fight in 9 days. And Adam Hunter, the genius interviewer, goes, well, you were homeschooled, right?
Well, I wanted to bring up he was homeschooled because I never knew he was homeschooled. I didn't know that he was dyslexic also, which is because he's always telling me to make fun of him.
He's always going to the wrong corner? Is that what you're saying?
No, when I text him and I say, hey, make fun of me, he never does. And I'm just now figuring out I probably spelled it wrong and he can't read what I'm saying. He's like, Grant, this is just a jumble of letters. I don't know what you're saying. Speak English.
No, dude.
He types like a magic eye puzzle. You got to like cross your eyes a little bit. You know what I mean? Then you can make out the messages.
If you look at it upside down and close one eye, you could probably detect what I'm trying to say.
Well, I mean, Grant, you are one of the best fighters in the world, and I've been a fan of yours even before you got in the UFC.
And where you learn all that wrestling, man? Where you learn? You know what I mean? You're like beastly, dude. Well, where'd you get that from? What city you grew up in? And tell me that.
So I grew up in a small town, Stromsburg, Nebraska. Perhaps you've never heard of it. And there were 26 kids in my graduating class. That's how small my school was. There was 1,000 people in my town. I had a wrestling, I only wrestled in high school, eighth grade in high school. And, after my freshman sophomore year, I found MMA and I was like, I want to do MMA for the rest of my life. I'm going to die on a Thursday having trained Thursday morning. So like that's what I'm doing.
Our stories line up. to the date. I don't know what it is about those ages. You know what I mean? I like kind of trained a bit in eighth grade, the ninth grade, and then high school era. I like went, oh man, I want to really, bro. I had the crazy like movie moment where I went to the Wicker Street gym and it had Ken Shamrock pictures in the window, and I thought I was pumped because the judo instructor threw me out of the class for cross-facing the shit out of everybody and was like, go to the Wicker Street gym. And at seven, yeah, about sophomore in high school, I was, you know, getting after it.
So then he ended
That's
up
amazing.
Then he ended up being a chef at an old age home and working with like old people. Then he ended up going to Missouri, being under James Krause. Krause won a lot of money on him. I'm not sure why. I'm kidding. Krause, I don't know if you, I think, man, you were.
Now I'm getting it. Is that the damn, a little betting scandal that shut down the UFC betting in Canada?
Yes.
I was not involved in anything Krause did.
Hey, man,
betting
I ain't listening about nothing. I don't even know. I never met you, bro.
No.
My man.
Yeah. He left. Then he goes to Florida with his beautiful girlfriend, who's also a fighter, who has like a librarian, like in like a porn film look to her. He ended up winning his fight and saying he could bounce a quarter off his wife's ass in his post-fight speech, which was like one of the greatest speeches of all time. Well, your girl was pretty embarrassed by that, right?
She's tough as nails, man. She's tough as nails, and she got a lot more followers after that. So I don't, you know, she was complaining for a bit, and then she saw her thing went from like 2,000 followers to 10,000, and she was like, all right, it wasn't that big of a deal.
Talking to this guy right now, Adam, is making me really dig in on my belief that every man is two men, because right now we're getting button down, Jesus cross wearing, you know what I mean, handsome boy modeling school Zoom guy, right? But at the damn night in the octagon, he's like, talk about bouncing a quarter off his wife's ass. Good Lord, it's a whole different person. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Psychopath. I love it.
I mean, I'm still a guy. Like, I mean, yeah, I'm a Christian, but I'm still a guy.
No, but what I'm saying is, me too, bro. I realize I have a new guy inside of me that I'm letting out all the time.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Nice him. Nice to meet you guys.
All
I'm
right.
Nice
so him. Let's talk
I can
about
talk very toned down. I'm a businessman.
Yeah. Jason's always talking about two guys he's got inside of him, so.
Yeah! Hey, him! Don't give a fuck!
Did you watch the fights last week, the Aljamain Sterling fight?
Yeah, of course.
What did you think, Grant?
Yeah, I think Yusuf Zalal looked good, but Aljamain Sterling is on a different level. This is the same guy that beat Piotr Jan twice, beat Henry Cejudo. Like, he's super, super high level. I only gave Yusuf one round in that fight, and I think Aljo's still Aljo.
You know, it's funny because people forget how good the guy is because of the level of competition he's been fighting and facing, and you know what I mean, coming on the losing end of some fights, and people just throw you away. And I can't say as a fan now that I'm not like in there all the time fighting, I'm getting swayed by the factors outside of the gym, you know, and I'll be like kind of pushed. They'll be putting another guy over, even though this dude is like a very serious contender. The other guy will get all the.
It was also a weird time. Like when he lost to O'Malley, I think it really elevated O'Malley so high, and people was just so quick to write Aljamain off because of that knockout loss. They forgot that, like, I thought that fight was actually stopped pretty early. I think that fight could have continued with the O'Malley fight. I think sometimes when people get knocked out or stopped, a lot of people just like hop off the bandwagon really, really quick. Jason, I can't hear you. I think you muted yourself. But his win over Cejudo and the Piotr Jan win now is actually looking really good, especially with that like Barab fight. You know, that's actually looking really, really good. I was also impressed with Ryan Spann because Ryan Spann went up to heavyweight and just looked great at heavyweight. What did you think of that fight, Grant?
Yeah, I mean, I've never been a huge like Ryan Spann guy. Not because I don't think he's a nice guy. Not because I don't think he's a great fighter. I just think heavyweights and light heavyweights kind of suck. So it's I mean, come on. I mean, but hear me out. Compare heavyweight today with heavyweight in Junior Dos Santos in his prime, Cain Velasquez in his prime, Alistair Overeem in his prime, Bigfoot in his prime, you know, DC was up there, Stipe in his, like, I'm naming all these names and you're like, wow, those guys were really, really good. And now you got a bunch of fat dudes just fighting each other. So
Why do you think that is?
I honestly don't know. I
Tap
think
time,
that
motherfucker. They don't let him use it. They gotta give him something. Some of these guys look like fucking dad bod straight off the couch, like goddamn beer belly, right? Even like the biggest, baddest motherfucker over there is what? Who? What? Gane? All right. Okay. He looks like fucking, is like a gym bro. You know what I mean? He's a sick
Yeah.
fighter. But he's no, by no means a Uberim
It's,
or
I mean,
stuff
Josh
like this.
Hokett. Josh Hokett,
Not
like,
even he's not even a damn Tim Sylvia. You know what I mean? Like
you're
a
right, man,
weird,
because
big,
Josh
goofy
Hokett,
shaped guy.
all of a
Huh?
sudden, people are saying that Josh Hokett could be like a legitimate champ pretty soon.
I
And
mean, goddamn,
I don't think that could
bro,
have happened,
listen,
like Grant,
I
like
would
back in the day.
lean in, my wife would have a big blue beehive, right? I would fucking walk in there with my son with a spiky haircut and go, dope, instead of this Macho Man Randy Savage bullshit. He looks like Homer J. Simpson, bro. He might as well get a job at the nuclear power plant right now and fucking tell Mr. Burns to blow him. Hey, my thought about this is that Hogan need to go to 205 and they need to reinstitute steroids.
What do you think of Hoka Grant?
I think he is a good fighter. I think that what he is just attesting to what I was saying. I don't think that, like you said, I don't think Josh is anywhere in the top five back in the glory days of heavyweight, but now he's a legit contender, and I think that's how far the heavyweight division has fallen.
I got a guy that will whip fucking Josh Hokic's motherfucking ass,
You
bro.
keep talking
I'll
about
tell
this
you.
guy. What's
All
his status?
right, all
Who's
right.
his
You know what?
status?
I'm
I'm
gonna stop
saying,
talking about him.
no,
I'm
I
gonna
want to
stop
hear
talking
about
about
this
him. I'm
guy.
gonna stop. No, I'm gonna stop talking about him.
Why?
It's your show that I always fucking
No,
take
Jason, I
over with
actually
my
want to hear
stupid
about this
monologues.
guy.
No,
Jason,
no,
who is
no.
this
You know
guy?
what? He's untested. He's untested.
I finally fucking,
I'm
I'm
talking a lot
asking
of
who this
shit,
guy. Why
but
would
I
you
just
want to?
want this guy who I know he's watching this show right now. I want to get a fire under his ass. You know what I mean? Figure his wrestling out to a top level and knock fools out.
What's
Okay?
his
That's all
record?
I'm gonna say. I'm not gonna say his name. I'm mad right now, and please let me calm down.
Why are you mad?
Because this guy, you know what I mean? I think he's a underperforming in his potential. You get what I'm saying? Coach Mayhem accidentally come out. It's another one of the men inside me.
Right. Okay. You know who I was happy for was Cody Durden, because that guy is always taking fights on short notice. He comes up short a lot. He usually gets tired or he wins the first two rounds. Like, he's got so much heart. He finally pulled it out. Do you train with him, Grant?
Yeah, I love Cody a lot. He's actually the guy that hooked me up with the dude that did my neck surgery. And it's weird because every time Cody has a 6 to 8 week camp, he gasses. But when he has 4 days notice, he fights hard for 3 rounds. I don't get it, man.
Are you
Like
serious?
the dude,
Well, you know what?
yeah,
I
watch
do
his
get it.
fights.
No, I
Anytime he
do
takes a
get it.
short notice fight, he wins. And then when he
But
has a
I
full
do
like
get it.
12 weeks, he loses.
I do get it, Grant. What that is called overtraining. This dude's muscles are depleted. He's either peaking too early or too late, or he's, you know what I mean, getting in shape and then getting like overtrained and then not coming
Yeah.
back properly. Exercise science has been studied a lot, and we need to apply it to mixed martial arts. You know, his glycogen stores are probably down and reduced by the time he gets into fight camp, or the weight cut takes too much out of him.
Is that what happened to you against Bisping?
Bro, so many things. I don't even want to make no excuse. I should have had six surgeries, Jesus Christ. But whatever, a bunch of bad stuff
But
happened
because you
in
were
that
fucking
fight.
shredded.
I was shredded, but I was just worn the fuck out and injured and fucking done. Like, I knew walking in there, this is going to be the hardest fucking night of my life. I knew it. I knew it. And on the second round, I was like, bro, it's done with. Christy Love's here.
All
Yeah,
right, so we have Christy Love, who just joined us. Grant, I know you're very excited about this. She is an adult film star and a pastor and a comedian. So she wears three hats. So she's
Well,
got a lot.
I mean, I hope she like at least wears one sometime.
She's half Korean, half Norwegian. And by the way, Grant, if you could stick around, because I also want to talk to you about the Masvidal Chael feud and give your things, but you might be busy, so I don't know. Christy
Bro,
Love.
I got so many questions and so many pieces of advice for fighting a Polish guy. I fought and I've trained out there in Poland for so long,
All right, give us some
three
quick
and four
advice about Christy
months.
Love. What's some quick
But
advice?
I cannot fucking look past the big smiley face and you know what I'm saying, in the center
Jason,
of
what are
my
some quick
screen.
advice about fighting a Polish guy?
The
I don't
quickest
know.
advice finding a Polish guy? Oh my gosh. I don't know, but I hope he has the biggest dick.
Grant, are you worried about the guy's dick?
Not particularly, no.
Okay, so Christy Love, you got into adult films at age 25, correct?
Yes, about that time. That's correct.
How did that happen?
Yeah, well, a crazy story. I was a
Grant just
pastor.
left. Yeah, bro. He was cringing so hard. I was like, bro, his cross was setting on fire. This is too much for him, right? It was too much for him, and I knew it. And I was like, what is Adam doing? Just letting Christy right on, right when I was about to ask him about fight business instead. No, not saying you're not going to be a delightful guest, dear. I'm sure you are. You have been many times. I'm well aware. But yeah, you blew it with
Okay.
your MMA roasted show. You just
Oh,
roasted yourself.
whatever. Whatever. So, Christy, to talk to me about being a 20. So, why did you get into adult films at 25?
Yes, well, pretty much the story is that I was a pastor, already got ordained as a minister, and I was church planting in San Diego. Well, church planting doesn't pay a lot of money, so I was on Craigslist. I was scrolling around to find a job, and I saw
Time
an ad that,
out. Wait, 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 wait. You were what at the church doing what and what?
Yes, I know this story. Let me tell you
No,
my
slow down because
yes.
I cannot hear the story. You said you were a pastor at the church. All
Yeah,
right,
so I
so
did.
okay. So you grew up and you were religious, right?
Yeah.
So
You were.
you went to Bible school.
Yes, yeah, so I went to Bible college. It's a 4-year degree. It's any bachelor's degree. And pretty much my husband and I, we felt the call to move to San Diego to start a church. And when we started the church didn't make very much money when you church plant. So when I we both went on Craigslist to find jobs out there, and I was scrolling through the internet, scrolling through the pages, and I saw an ad that said work at home and make good money. I was like, shoot, what is this? Right? And I was like the innocent church girl. I didn't do anything. You know, I wasn't a crazy girl. So I clicked on it and I was like, oh my God, there's like half naked women all over. I didn't really know what I was getting in myself into. I dug a little deeper. It was webcamming, but we were so broke at the time that both of our parents were paying rents, like one parent after another for our rents. They were paying for our groceries. I was stressed out to the max where I had eczema all over my freaking body. So at the time, I was like, you know what? This is something I could do now. And I was like, babe, what do you think about me getting into webcamming? Because shoot, this is what I wanted. Like, we can make money now. And at first, he was very hesitant about it. But I was like begging him. He's like, I support whatever you want to do. So then I signed up on the side and I immediately got into webcamming. And so I was in the closet webcamming while my husband was in the living room church planning. And we would have Bible study about 30 people, 20 to 30 people in the living room.
The people were having Bible study while you were webcamming in the closet.
Yes.
Did you now your husband was totally cool with you doing this?
Yeah, at first he was hesitant, but you know,
You
he
bought him a Toyota
just
So you did porn to finance the church.
financed the church and us pretty much.
Now, how do you start your own church?
Well, you start a nonprofit. You have your ordination, which we already did underneath the Assemblies of God, and we just invited people. It's just like any business. You invite, tell people about your church and
Now, did you tell people when you were giving services, hey, by the way, I'm doing adult films now, I'm doing porn?
yeah, no, at the time, no, it was very secretive because we were so scared. You know, the church doesn't accept people in the adult world. So I was like, we're just gonna do this for the time being until we can figure out how we're gonna make income otherwise.
So back in the webcam days, like, was anybody like making a donation to your collection plate? You know what I mean? Or was it just like one-on-one, like by yourself kind of thing?
Yeah, no, just one-on-one webcamming. I don't know if you guys
Okay, and
ever
I'm trying to understand. Okay, now I'm really getting journalistic right here. This is what era was this? Because I'm thinking like, you know, what, MySpace days or after this a little bit?
after this, yeah.
Okay, after this, so.
No, Jason, you were naked in the church. Were you running to her church?
Yeah, no,
Remember you
actually, I
were.
thought she was there and we were going to perform a scene together, but that was in an alternate reality where Adam Hunter was funny.
All right, go
Anyway,
on. All right, go on.
so, okay, so yeah, you webbing, webcamming on some site and do
Yes.
it and one-on-one private messaging, this kind of thing, like a tailor-made, while you're a pastor and your pastor husband is in out there planning church
Preaching.
activities.
Yes.
Okay. And was that like a weird turn on for you? Was it because you're kind of sexually repressed that you like acted out like this so and continue to?
Yeah, no, actually, the truth is, we were just in desperation for financial mo.
Well, I know, but then after you get score that big score, some fat whale pork that God, he gave you all his fucking life savings because you are the most beautiful, cutest, sexiest thing, and would do all kinds of butt plug, imaginative, I'm sure very skilled tricks of the vaginal opening.
Yes.
Not to
Now
be
did
stopped at ping pong and whatnot, right? Or not? What was your best trick over there on the webcam business?
game time, NFL playoffs. One of the greatest things you could do is go to an NFL playoff game, okay? You get to go with other fans, you have fun, you take your family. Listen, Game Time has a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets for events even easier. Game Time filters out the fluff to show you only the incredible deals on great seats. You don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets to find the best value, okay? Make it you can save time, and saving time is money. Time is valuable, all right? You pick an upcoming game, you browse through the ticket deals on Game Time Picks, and it's so easy. I do it all the time. I go to concerts on with Game Time. I go to NFL games. I go to WNBA games. Okay, you can go to MMA events. All right, they have curated deals that make it easier to find the best price to get great seats. They have the Super Deal, which is the best value for that event. You get the seat views, so you don't like stuck behind a goal post or you're sitting in the parking lot. Whatever it is. They have the lowest price guarantee, and they have event cancellation protection, job loss protection, etc. All right, go to Game Time Picks. All right, they make it easier for sports, concerts, comedy, theater. They have all-in pricing. You get the seat views, you get ticket coverage, and you get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. What are you waiting for, people? Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code CLNS for $20 off your first purchase. That's right. Create an account, redeem your code CLNS for $20 off. All right. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. I'm telling you, it's awesome. You're going to thank me later. Check it out right now.
Oh my God, I'm the largest squirter even in porn.
You're the largest squirter?
Now,
What do you mean a lot like the longest or the largest?
longest, yeah.
no, hey,
Oh
listen, you Koreans, I met one of y'all, and man, I called her
wow.
Three Willy. Okay.
We're feisty. I mean, my longest is 18 feet 10 inches.
Wow, you're like
Jesus
a
Christ, you know what I mean?
yes.
It's
You're like a
like that's like 2 feet short of my longest jizz.
I mean, you're basically like the White House is looking for a new fountain. You could just lay down there and just.
I know.
So, all right. So now you're webcamming, Bible studies going on. Are people recognizing you from the church?
No, because I blocked California at the time.
Oh,
Like I was,
wow.
yeah, I was like, I
Women are too smart. That's like pretty. I would never thought of that. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry,
I'm in.
Grant Dawson, but this is a way better interview. So Grant Dawson's gonna be mad at me right now for
Bro,
doing this
I'm mad at
thing.
you.
Why are
Honestly,
you
I'm
mad at
just
me?
more because, bro, like, this is a great segment. Don't get me wrong. But, bro, we were doing MMA talk on MMA Roasted, and you put the porno queen.
Here's the thing, because she, I'm trying, she can't do
Yeah, she
Friday.
just
She can't do
vlogs
Fridays. Okay,
right
she
on
can't do
that feed to
Fridays.
meet
Fucking
a
Grant
Grant
Thornton.
Dawson. Man, that guy could be champion, but you're
Grant can
like
only do
over here.
Thursdays. Grant can only do Thursdays at 12:30. She couldn't do Fridays.
Okay,
I was trying
fine,
to the thing.
fine.
They
You
just
know
ran
what?
into each other.
Listen, I'm
Okay.
sorry I complained.
All right, and
You're
all right,
good.
and he's talking about bouncing fucking quarters of his fucking wife's asshole. All right,
Yeah, but this
so I
was
would think
this.
that like he'd be okay with a pastor. Sorry, Grant, I didn't fucking realize.
I
Anyway, I gotta
mean,
apologize to him. All right,
you know
back to
what?
you. All
I
right,
take
so.
back everything I said. You're brilliant.
All right, thank you. All right, so Christy Love, so you're doing webcamming. How do you make the leap? Because I'm looking at some of the films you did. You were in Massive Black Cocks 3. I didn't see the
Classic.
first.
I didn't see two.
I didn't see two, but you're in Glory Hole Secrets, Jaded Asians.
The secret was she's a pastor.
are those? Why are the Asians so jaded?
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know why they're jaded. I
you
guess.
were in accidental gangbangs. I hate when that happens. How does it become an accident in the gangbang? Like what, you'd walk into
Well,
a.
obviously she slipped on the lube.
Yeah, I don't know. I've shot so many gangbang scenes that they're all blurred up. I can't even remember all
Okay, just stop
the
right there. Stop right there.
scenarios.
So it's just like I'm trying to understand this, right? Especially because the pastor angle is blowing my mind right now. Because,
Yes.
you know, and I'm gonna out her because, you know, my first group.
All right.
Now
Well,
I'm going down memory lane because I'm realizing, man, yeah, you religious types are the freakiest people. Yes, because
yes.
there's some type of weird thing that says don't be sexy or don't do sex and don't, you know what I mean? It's so naughty that when you bounce back from it, now you're just like doing the
Thank
dance.
you, Jason. Can I hear from Chrissy? All right,
No,
Chris.
it's blowing my mind. But I had a question. Sorry, I had a question. Is it when you're doing that kind of scene, you're like just in a blurry, like passionate kind of wildness or something? Like, because that's a bizarre party trick. And I can only compare it to fighting where I get berserker mode and I'm just like everything. I accidentally hit the ref, you know? Like, yeah, yeah, you're
All right, can we
accidentally, you
have,
know what I mean?
I know, Jason, Chrissy,
What? I'm asking, I'm
what's the
asking.
question? What's the question?
Well, the question is, and she nodded her head, yes, you're paying goddamn attention to anyone but your own self. She nodded yes, that yeah, she gets in a blurry thing. Will you please expand on that?
On what is
On
my
a gangbang, woman, what do you think I'm
yes.
talking about?
When I'm taking like six or seven dicks or maybe eight, I mean, one's in the ass, one's in the pussy, one's in both armpits, one's in the mouth, maybe one is in the earlobe, and here I am. I'm having the best time of my life. I'm just in the zone and I'm like, come.
Where's your wife, Adam?
My wife left. My wife went to go for church, I think. All right, so dicks in the armpits?
Was great. I mean, I feel like what's a life without dick in the armpit? At least once.
Now, all right. Are you still married?
Yes, I'm still married.
So your husband is cool with you having massive dicks everywhere?
Yeah, we have an open marriage.
Oh, that's wild. Okay, a whole new set of questions. How does Adam get his wife to do this?
I'm good. I don't need dicks in my armpits. All right. So how did you, for okay, a lot of things. You could squirt 18 feet. Where were you during the fires? Because there was a bunch of fire, like how do you know that you could squirt 18 feet?
Yeah, so I would do these cam shows, and every once in a while I'd be like, okay, you guys, our cam show is called the Long Distance Squirt Show. And so I would be on one edge of the room, and then I would get, those paper, the painting paper, and you just roll it all the way out, right? So
Yeah.
I just rolled it all the way out, and then I would start building, and then I would release, and I would squirt, and wherever the last drop of squirt is where I know I landed, and
Well, look, in the Olympics, you just read the same rules. It's that same rules as triple jump, okay? It's wherever that last dot is. I get it. I get it. Now, look, back to your pastor husband, okay? Does he go into like, what does he think about shellfish?
Shellfish?
Shellfish.
I'm not
Well,
even.
is like, is it an abomination? Is a sexual
Oh,
is
no.
this, is he, I guess he's not hardline.
I
think that's,
What are you
I'm
talking
not
about?
sure.
Well, I'm talking about the Bible, if you'd ever read one.
I have it.
The
I'm an
New
old.
Testament? I mean, Old
Yeah,
Testament?
so what I'm asking is that, like, as far as the sexual things, he thinks this is fine and above board. I guess there's nothing really illegal about it or necessarily immoral, but it seems like in your community of Christians, that it would be really looked down upon to have your wife sleeping around with big black cocks.
Yeah, but he sleeps around with women too.
That's
Oh,
hot.
fair
Well,
game.
so you guys are doing like weird orgy parties and
How do I
sudden.
join your church? Because I would go to church if you were the pastor.
You're
And
disallowed, bro. You know why. You know why.
what type of services do you give?
Yeah, so we don't talk about our sin. We keep that private. Everyone knows that I'm an adult star now, but we don't incorporate both. I think that's people like the miscommunication that people think. We just preach about faith, hope, love, and grace. And we talk about how people are saved not by your works, but you're saved by grace. That no matter what you do, no matter how messed up you are, you're still saved as long as you accept Jesus into your heart.
Amen.
Yeah, so but the problem with a lot of the churches, they say, well, if you don't follow this rule, if you don't follow this rule, you don't follow this rule, well, guess what? You lost your salvation. But we preach that it doesn't matter how messed up you are, you're loved unconditionally, and Jesus died on the cross, and there's no greater sin that's greater than him dying on the cross. Now, do we all have issues that we're working on? Are we working on our salvation? Meaning, are we working on ourselves? Yeah, because even not even the priest is perfect. Not even every Christian out there who claims they're perfect. They're not. They all got issues. The only difference between me and them is that everyone knows my issue and not everyone knows theirs. So that's
But
what we preach about.
if you don't think that massive black cocks three or having lots of dicks everywhere is a bad thing, right? And I'm not here to judge you at all. You do you. You're not hurting anybody. I think you're providing a service that people want, and there's a big
Seven or eight services.
and there's a big demand for it. So I wouldn't even say that you're sinning, because if that's not the way that you're looking at it, right?
I'm looking at it as, well, biblically, whatever the Bible says is considered a sin, I would say. But
Wait,
I look at
what sin? What, you know what I mean? What sin is rim jobs? I don't I'm not sure if, I'm not a pastor. I'm not board certified pastor, okay? I don't know any of the, I know a couple verses, I think, but I think that's stolen from Pulp Fiction, but what, what, you don't have a problem. It's not sin in your mind to do these type of, I mean, to me it's shocking, and I'll admit, but I'm kind of, I guess I'm saying I'll see you on Sunday.
Well,
No.
I mean, do you think maybe combining it like all like during your you close every service with the squirting? Because I think people would actually show up if you're squirting 18
The
feet.
sacrament, you mean? The body of Christ? Hey, what if Jesus comes down from heaven and in midair turns her squirt to wine?
Wife just walked, Jason, my wife just walked in just when you said that.
And tell
Literally,
her, peace be upon you.
yeah, my wife says she wants to do a Porn Stars After Dark Bible study. So I think Bible After
Just,
Dark,
we'll
right?
film the whole thing. We'll live stream it. It will go bananas on a web.
Now it says here you also do it's because it says Christy Love, 33, adult model, cam girl. Her performances include full nudity, anal, blowjob, cream pie, double penetration, facial,
All
interracial,
the hits, baby. I
girl, girl,
mean,
boob
bro, she
licking.
takes up half of the search bar if you put her name in. You know what I'm saying? It's so many categories. Is that, are you going to check all the bingo cards of porn star Monopoly?
But it says also gangbang, pussy gaping, shemale, and squirting.
Wow.
So the shemales, is that hard? Is that weird? That's it looks a little
No,
is
I
that.
love it. I actually love fucking transvestites more than
Whoa,
anything.
whoa, whoa,
Let
whoa.
me
You're like dead naming them. You're not supposed to call them that anymore, I
Oh, you're
think.
not?
I think the
I thought it was.
nomenclature is trans person.
Okay.
Oh, well, okay. So here's the thing. Like, I
I don't
think
know.
a woman is so gorgeous, but I love the feel of a dick. Like, I get satisfied, right? So if I have two combined together, damn, that's perfect. Okay.
Yo, this is like enlightening. I did not know there were people like this out there. Like, this is a real
Now,
person,
Jason. You need to hang out with more porn
Listen,
stars. Jason's
I
a
did
big.
that, bro. Oh man,
Well,
it's a long
the
story.
Asians love Jason. Jason was huge in Japan. I don't know if you ever watched Bully Beatdown.
Man, I'm
Jason was
huge
the
in
host.
America.
Jason was the host of Bully Beatdown. He's had probably over 50 fights. He was one of the top guys in the world in fighting. He used to come out with like all these Asian girls dancing and
Listen,
this and
she's
that.
married, bro, and I
So,
got somebody, all right? Don't try to sell me too hard.
you're right up there with women that back in the day, I would say Jason would be interested
Oh, you're
in.
saying like this is like a big setup, like, hey, about 10 years ago, Mayhem would be totally into this chick, and then I gotta come give me my present late. Thanks a lot, pal. Too late for that.
No
Got a lady.
problem. Now you were in
And
the, you now you were also in Mom Wants
on top of
You.
that, I don't have enough friends to satisfy this woman. Like, I need, like, what? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I need a whole football team. God damn, and I'm still in the back controlling the vibrator with the remote or something, you know? What the hell? Like, hey, what's
Now
your,
you were in
yeah, no, I have a,
Squirtalicious. Squirtalicious. Were you Squirtalicious?
Have I was I in it?
Were you like you were the star of Squirtalicious?
I might have been. I've
Okay.
shot so many films, I cannot remember exactly all the
Yeah,
names
of course.
of
Hey, and wait, how many AVNs have you won?
I just been nominated, but
What?
yeah, I
Passed over? What a
know.
travesty. I saw the dick in your armpit. You deserve a goddamn Oscar.
I know.
Now, you were in Men Are Slaves. Is that a period piece, or what was that about?
Men Are Slaves. Oh my God. When
Bro,
did that
she's
come
not. Bro, do you think
out?
that she's on the set, right? In her fucking trailer, right? Smoking a ciggy, fucking sitting back there reading the script, and it says at the very top of it, men are slaves. No, she's like sucking some dicks. They're videoing it. It's a good party. You know, and bro, come on. You got to think about
Yeah.
I got it, right? You're over there having a
You're also in
party.
asshole auditions. Did you get
Oof.
the part or no? It's
She
me.
got a part for sure. She
Yeah.
got like a heavy part, I think.
Yeah.
All right. So now we're still. So you're not retired from porn because now you're doing comedy. You're doing stand-up
Yes.
comedy.
Yes.
That's usually the way it goes. It goes from church to porn to stand-up comedy.
Obviously.
I think this is the lowest form of entertainment. This
Yeah.
is after Bible and porn. You're kind of out of that. Now you're doing stand-up.
Yes.
So do we love stand? Do people recognize you, or how do you come up with
Good.
material?
Yeah, right now I'm coming up with my material with my actual real life. So finally got myself a stand-up coach who's like phenomenal. I'm brand new. I've been in it for probably about 10 months now.
Who's your coach?
Jeff Hoggs. Yeah,
Got a
he's
huge hog.
Because I also coach comedians.
I was gonna say, you got your guy right here, you know
Now,
what I mean?
do you have now?
Hey,
Not
give him private lessons in your vestry.
that.
Bree, you want to say hi to Christy Love and Vanessa?
Yes, please. Bro, this is the most uncomfortable cringe face I've ever seen. He's looking up at his wife, and please don't make me stop talking to the porn star.
No. She's first of all, I allegedly, I haven't been there in 3 years, but run the Dime Bar comedy show. And Christy's agent hit me up and said, "Hey, this is a very sweet girl. She's doing comedy. She's got a bunch of fans. Will you give her a shot?" I said, "Yeah, of course." I had no idea that about her work, this and that. I thought she was in like one or two porns. I didn't realize she was in like, because I just Googled her last night and holy shit. And then I had to go to bed because I'm like, this is, I can't. My wife's gonna come down and be like, what the fuck are you looking at right now? You know, it was just, and also
For
like
the
when you,
seventh time.
I also, when I put her name in, like 37 fucking windows start popping up
Oh
about like,
no. You thought that was a joke?
just like, oh my God. But I had, I think that you have such a great attitude and you're so sweet and you're such a go-getter.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's something, the Korean work ethic mixed with, what is this? A Slovakian, whatever. Like, it's some weird, I know, it's like a mutt. A mutt is the best dog. You know what I'm saying? She has some weird, you know what? I'm a holy woman and I do good with the world and I'm also gonna do good with this underworld.
But I
You
don't
know, and
understand how your husband, though, could be kind of like, I could see your
no,
husband having an open
he's
relationship.
the key to this whole
But
thing. He became into it.
when you have 30 guys banging you in the ass and transgenders fucking you and dicks
He
in
just
your
has a
ear and
confidence about
your
him.
armpit, he doesn't like go, that's, you know, I'm kind of looking at you a little different right now. Like, how is he able to
No,
deal with
huh?
that?
That's so strange. Yeah, that's the
No,
hardest.
he's actually one of the most confident men I've ever met, and he also separates business with reality. No, I mean, it's true. He knows how to, like, he's like, this is business. Okay, whatever. Do what, you know, do your business.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I see.
he's a straight shooter. He's a businessman. He's like, that's his mindset. He doesn't take things personal or is like, oh, you know, feels insecure or compares
You ever
himself.
feel bad and like bring home girls for him and you're like, hey, listen, my husband watched me fuck 37 guys today. Can you blow him to make him feel better? Does that ever happen or no?
Sometimes we just all do a threesome. That's fun too.
Oh, okay. Because like,
I
because I was,
see.
because it just seems like it's kind of like a lot
Nah,
more.
listen, bud. It's trades right here. Now I'm understanding. Now the picture. Thank you for sharing this because I always wondered this about porn stars and this relationships that, yeah, he's like, okay, yeah, she's having that fun now, but later on, I'm gonna have some wild fun too. So to him, it balances out karmically. I don't know if that's against Christianity to say that, but there's something weird that's going on. I get you, young
But in
smiley
your
lady.
in your regular life, or you do it like just missionary? Are you or are you
Y'all
or
boring?
open up the closet and like nine dudes come out? Like,
No.
oh.
Actually, in my own personal life, I prefer the intimacy one-on-one. It's
Oh.
more, I mean,
It's a
that's like,
different thing,
yeah,
huh?
it's like, because it's so interesting because you have such crazy, you want what you least get, right? So if men only have like boring sex, they want crazy amount of sex. If someone has crazy amount of sex, they want boring sex in their personal life. You want the least that you, whatever you get least of. It's
Jason, would you be able to have a relationship like this or no?
Oh, yeah, I don't. I mean, my girl, I'm think about this way. I have this animal savagery. This, like, I want to murder anybody who does that. Like, it's a weird, I don't know. I still have, I'm a caveman.
No, the
Yeah.
answer is no.
What? Just
If you
no.
want to murder anyone who touches your girl, I'm pretty sure the answer is no.
Yes. Oh my gosh,
That's
that's
just how
scary.
I am wired. So, I'm a passionate man. I'm a very passionate man.
Right,
So,
I can see
I get
that.
it. I get it. That sounds like a fun time that you're doing, but okay.
Now, the guy whose dick is just in your armpit, is he left out of the whole thing? Because I feel like if all you got was an armpit and everyone else gets a hole, like how do you decide who gets the armpit?
Whoever sticks it in first.
Now, serious question. Serious question. How do you think that Grant Dawson is going to fare against Matt Dyosha's striking?
Grant Dawson, I just wrote sorry
No,
on
bro,
the
give me his number, bro. I'm having no,
Why
bro.
is he
That's
mad
some
at me? We
bullshit.
were asking him
I'm
good
mad at you
questions.
too. I'm mad at you too.
Why,
Because
Jason?
look, this is a sick.
First of all, you
You
were 30
sprung
minutes
that on
late.
that boy. You sprung that on that boy. That boy did not know a hot ass Asian was coming in to talk about her pussy. He did not know. You sprung that on him, which is a dastardly trick, and I love you for it. That's why you
All
guys
right,
took
you're
over the media.
Oh, come on. Give me a fuck.
What?
All right. So, Christy, now, all right, you're doing good. We're doing comedy. We're still doing porn.
Yes.
Where can people find you? And you have OnlyFans too, right?
Yes, my
Now,
only fan.
do people want like a blessing while you squirt? Because I feel like that is like the, I feel like that's like the beginning of a horror movie. Like the
No,
girl
no,
squirts
no,
on you
no. The
while.
last time I saw her squirt, I said, "Bless you."
I feel like a girl who squirts on you while like saying like John ate blah blah blah.
Oh, baptism. No, I don't do that. It's just all strictly sexual. But I would love for people to follow me at christyvip.com, which is Christy VIP.com. And I also launched my new podcast this month. So if you are interested in hearing my crazy story and my perspective, go to In Bed with Christy Love.
I
All right.
definitely am, and we'll be following that in incognito mode.
All right. Thank
Yes,
you.
love that.
Thank you, Chrissy, for everything.
Thank you. Have a
Take
great one.
care.
Okay.
All
Bye.
right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bruh. I was not expecting that. I'm happy we did that. I'm happy I didn't do research, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kept my eyes clear, kept my head clear. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, all right, I can look at this as a journalist, you know?
Oh my
So
God.
I kind of think we got excellent. I understand the mindset of pornographic actress now. You know what I mean? Like, she's a smarter one, but like this is an interesting. She's very smart, but business lady, starting from the webcams and building herself into a titan of industry, porn
I don't even
industry.
know where we can go with there. All right, let's see what's going on. So Masvidal and Chael Sonnen are beefing. Have you been following
Is this
that?
a fucking fight podcast now? I fucking forgot, bro.
Ha
I fucking forgot. I thought we were on Adam's Porno Hour.
ha ha!
Yo,
So
fucking, hey, send Grant Dawson the link again. I dare you. I double dare you. Say Mayhem wants you back. Mayhem says sorry. Come back.
what's your phone? Let me see if I can call Grant.
No, just send him that text message right now, bro. Let's try to get him back. That's some bullshit you pulled on him.
All right. So hold on, Grant.
It's funny though.
Man, well, I thought he'd be okay with it. He's always telling me to roast him.
Ah, but that's not roasting him. That's putting him in there where his wife is gonna watch him on a damn show that has. Okay, bro, you're just doing it wrong, man.
You're right. You're right. You're right. I should have warned him.
I mean, and that like the only time you can ever fucking pull a real guest, two real guests is on the same day. Is on the same day,
Give me a break.
bro.
Yeah, we have Henry Cejudo on. We have some real fucking guests.
I know. I was just denigrating everyone else who comes on this show that's not named Mayhem fucking Miller.
All right, hold on. Let me call Grant right now. I think he's mad. All
You
right,
know,
so
I'll
Chael Sonnen
email.
versus Masvidal, right? They're going back and forth.
What? No,
Chael
I heard what
Sonnen
you said, but they're gonna fight?
and Masvidal. Allegedly, Masvidal says he wants to fight him in bare knuckle boxing or in his fight promotion, which is at heavyweight, which Chael says he can't even make heavyweight. Not him. Masvidal's too big. They're going back and forth. They really don't like each other. And that
Cool.
now, yeah. I mean, I would watch it. I don't know who wins at this point. I
I
think
know who fucking wins, and that
who.
goddamn Chael ain't risking his pretty face for nothing, bro. He don't take that fight. Bare knuckle fight? That's Masvidal's bread and butter, dude. He's doing that in Miami in the backyard, bro. I remember. I remember. Like this guy was he's a very experienced bare knuckle boxer, and Chael's great wrestler, a great fighter, good boxer, but it's a whole different level. I think that would be a bad fight for Chael to take.
Yeah, so basically Masvidal calls out Chael for a bare knuckle fight as he goes in. They're going back and forth. Basically, Masvidal said he wants to come back, which Chael said. Chael says that Masvidal's manufacturing stories. And then Masvidal said, "This guy, you lesbian ass motherfucker, and no disrespect to the lesbians, because he's a lesbian, he thinks I can't slap him. I'll slap the shit out of you,
You
Chael."
know, in his defense, he does have the haircut.
Every time he mentions my name, 17 fans tune in because he has no views. I'm gonna beat the living fuck out of you, but not for free. I'll pay you to come to my promotion, Bare Knuckle MMA. I'll go up to heavyweight, beat the lesbian out of you.
The main of existence right now is ChatGPT.
And so then they're going back and forth, and then Chael said, like, I never did it for the money, blah blah blah. So yeah, so they're going back and forth. That's
Well,
cool.
Chael's a beast. Chael's a beast and can't be fucking shut down like that. He's gonna fuck the guy up if it comes down to it. I think if they have a bare knuckle boxing match, Chael's gonna slap him on his head as a fucking joke. I don't know. I would hope that he would. I would hope that he would. But you know, it's a rough business. And Chael sounds like he's angry, and it's kind of hard to get him angry. That's funny. That's the funny part of this is that why is he getting angry and coming back at George when George is just acting like a wild man as usual? What is he gonna
Oh
do?
no, he's
Fucking
not coming back.
sock
No,
you
he's
up in
not
the
getting angry.
steakhouse?
And then the other news is that I don't know if you saw. So Sean Strickland went off on because he's fighting Chimaev next week in the UFC, not this week, but next week in the main event. And Strickland
He
said,
said, wait, let me guess. Sean Strickland said he's converting to Islam.
"No." He says that he called him a goat fucker a bunch of
Oh,
times, and
oh.
says that if three of them come to see him, he will shoot them.
Now, well, granted, if I was just going to take on looks, like if you gave me the word goat fucker and showed me a bunch of pictures of different men, I'd be hard pressed not to point out Chimaev in the lineup.
Well, I mean, the thing is, though, is that this is where they kind of lose. This is where the shit loses me, because it's
What?
like
You're not into
I'll shoot
barnyard
you and your
animals?
three friends. I'll
Oh, he
shoot
said, I'll
them.
shoot you?
Yeah, I'll shoot
Well,
you.
I
I don't
think
think we
that's
need
a
to go
weird.
into. I'll shoot. He goes, if these three Chechnyans came to my gym, I would shoot them. They're not coming to your gym. They're not gonna like. Why are
Well,
we talking
yeah, they're
about?
definitely not because he said he'll shoot them.
And
So they
why are we
probably
talking
wouldn't.
about murdering people? That's where I get a little bit like,
Why?
this is becoming MMA, and then it shifts into this
What do you
like
mean,
weird.
bro? The mindset of a prize fighter, you just have to be pretty vicious. And oh, Sean Strickland.
Prize fighters don't involve shooting people though.
Yeah, I know, but this man is like cut from a different cloth. You don't understand. Yeah, you can't.
I can understand, but I just don't
No,
think.
you can't. Not really. You just said, you're like, well, you're shooting people. Like, yeah, like for Sean Strickland, that's not that big a deal. Like, come on, we live in America. You have
How many people
guns.
do you think Strickland's actually shot in his life? Probably
Nah,
none.
probably
None.
none, but you definitely, the threat is there. He definitely will shoot you if you give him a fucking reason to. And this is the American way. He's allowed to do that. If they come fucking attacking him, he's
But they're
allowed to
not
shoot him.
going to attack him. He's just
That's
making
what,
up a
well,
scenario and saying, I'm going to
now
shoot
that he
them.
has stated that, bro, Second Amendment rights, bro. That's what they're built for.
I don't know. I just think it's just like this is a sport. This is a beautiful sport. It's a great sport. We don't need to start threatening to shoot people because and
Well,
then
obviously not. Obviously, that was a bad form. I'm just saying, as an American with his First and Second Amendment rights, he's exercising them.
you've never threatened to shoot anybody to
Well,
promote a fight. Were you ever like if
that's not
TSP
true whatsoever.
really
Yeah. The
to promote a
fuck?
fight,
Who the fuck are you talking to?
a UFC fight?
Oh, no. Well, okay. I didn't put it on the record, obviously. Comedy.
All right. In MMA and other news, guys, and other news, this is what I want to talk to you about. I don't know. Have you been following this news story about the guy from J about the girl from JP Morgan?
No, oh yes. Wait, I only read a little drip. I cannot wait to hear it in your voice.
Okay, so. It's all over the news. A glamorous JP Morgan executive is accused of turning a married male broker into her office sex slave.
Yes, okay, now I remember
She's been
because
accused of
this.
spiking his Viagra,
No.
giving him a blowjob and making him cry while giving him a blowjob. And the girl's like attractive. It's an attractive woman. So he's Asian,
I
but
did not see this lady. Can you please show her to me?
yes, he's Asian,
Screen
but
share.
he doesn't want to give his name,
He's an Asian guy
so he's
that
going
she
by
was just dominating sexually in the office. He was an intern, or what was he?
he's right under her. He's an executive. Can you see this?
Nope, you didn't share, but
Okay.
I'll look.
Hold on, hold on. All right, so share. There we go.
You
Boom.
fix it, bud?
All right, can you see it?
Try it.
All right,
Just click that link.
this is her.
Oh, yeah. I think I dated her in undergrad.
Lorna Hajini, right? According to him, Basically, she said that he says that drugged him with a date rape drug, roofies, on multiple occasions. One encounter berated him as he cried while she performed oral sex on him against his will. So she blew him while he was crying.
Likely story,
Now,
John Doe.
he's Asian. He claims that she remarked, "Oh, did you?" So she
Bro, this is just
first
rich people, bro. This is why Dana didn't get under the table.
she
This
dropped
like
her
this
she
dog,
dropped her
this
pen
she's bored. She's
she dropped her
bored with
pen
life.
on the floor next to his desk, and while bending to pick it up, she rubbed his leg and squeezed his calf. Then she said, "Oh, did you play basketball in college? They make me so wet." So he's an Asian guy who played basketball in college.
What is this? 50 Shades of Grey?
And then he said, "If you don't fuck me soon," she said, "I'm going to ruin you. Don't forget, I fucking own you." She texted him
Bro,
saying,
I
"First."
seen this movie, Horrible Bosses. Jennifer Aniston was sucking Charlie Day's dong. You know what I mean? Like he's a dental assistant.
She's saying that she texted him saying, "Birthday BJ for the brown boy,
Wow.
my little brown boy."
Oh, you know what? He's giving enough clues where I can find this guy on LinkedIn.
And then basically she said, "Hey, I bet your little Asian fish head wife
Fish heads, fish heads, naughty little fish heads.
doesn't have these cannons, right?"
Cannons, you got bazongas? Let's see your body shot before we make judgment on this lady.
So it doesn't have these cannons. And then he started crying, and then she made fun of him for failing to achieve an erection.
As you should.
Now you're on here twice, by the way. Now I see you twice.
That's right. I'm Mayhem Miller, live from the studio, giving myself an echo.
So yeah, I don't know if are you buying this or no?
Hell yeah, I'm buying this, bro. I've hung out with a lot of rich ladies. And they're freaking, turn that shit off, bro. I'm gonna just talk to my phone. Thanks for letting me know that it works. Ha 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 ha. Yes, it looks so good. There I am right there, giving a fucking dissertation. Thanks, Adam.
So you think this really happened?
Yeah, turn it off.
I mean, I
Or
don't
no, what
know.
do you, yeah,
I mean,
100%.
so she blew him while he was crying.
100%. She's a weirdo.
So she
She's
put
like,
Viagra in his drink,
yes,
blew him while he was
100%.
crying.
Yes, 100%.
Then
Bro, come
what
on.
girl
Because he's got
says?
a wife at home, bro. He's got a wife at home. Hey, this is like a weird situation I've heard of where a guy like sleeps with a girl and then she tells her husband, oh, I was raped. It's like the same kind of maneuver
You don't
he's
think
pulling
maybe he
right now.
cheated? Maybe he cheated, and this is a story he made up so that she
Nah, you
wouldn't
know, the
see.
power dynamic is such that weird girl. I had a girlfriend like this, like a freaking. Yeah, but like a hard driving CEO kind of wannabe, like business. This, back in the day, she was so psycho, bro, that she would just make me bang her, like force me, like just grab her head down there and like force me. I'm like, yo, stop, yo, stop. Like it's like you can't. I swear. So I know me, big MMA fighter, could be like done like that. Some little wimpy guy. Could just be dominated, like, and she liked, it's a mental thing for her. She liked that he was married. She liked that he was like, no, stop, no. I can see it happening. In fact, we're gonna write a screenplay where you play this guy.
Will the girl be the girl that we just had on?
Yes, you're bro. Actually, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. We're starting casting now. Get on my couch.
All right. Well, what do you have coming up, Jason? This has been
Whatever, bro. I have everything coming up. You know, I'm going to call an apology to Grant Dawson.
I'm literally calling him right now. He's not picking up. Well, listen.
Yo, whatever, bro. What's up, man? You always ask me what I got coming up. Give me a job. What's up? I know how to yell into a microphone. Well, where do you know what I mean? What are you doing?
Well, I'm going to Fresno next week. Actually, next week I'm going to Japan, and I'm going to
Oh,
Singapore.
I got a big stunt performance at Rolling Loud. I forgot all about it.
That's pretty
It's like
awesome.
coming up pretty soon. It's
Nice.
in Orlando. I'm gonna do some wild ass stunts with a whole crew of people.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
And I got a I'm doing a military tour next week for the troops over in Singapore, Guam, and Japan.
All right.
So
I'll see you. I'll open it up for you over there.
I love it. Well, take care, brother.
All right, bro.
Okay.